This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know how we've been saying for like months now how Brexit is a threat to the future of the European Union? Yeah, well, and yet another lesson that it's the problem you thought you had solved that always comes back to bite you. The Greek debt crisis has made a most unwelcome reappearance. Stephen Beard has the story from the European desk in London.
The IMF reignited the crisis with one word, explosive. That's how it described Greece's debt problem. The fund has a point, says Stephen Clapham of Phoenician Capital Management.
Greece hasn't been able to sort itself out. It hasn't taken any of the reforms that it really needs. And the IMF has decided, well, we're not going to give Greece any more money unless it starts to sort its act out.
Greece owes $350 billion, more than 180% of GDP. The fund says it's unrepayable. There's got to be more debt relief. But the main creditor, the German government, faces re-election later this year. And so, says Carsten Hess of the German bank Berenberg, debt relief is not in the cards.
Germany or the German politicians have promised to the taxpayer, to the voter, that Greece will pay back its debt. They didn't say when, but they said they will pay it back.
President Trump's pick as the next US ambassador to the EU, Ted Malik, has stirred the pot. He told Bloomberg News that Greece should and probably will pull out of the single currency.
There is probably, from an economist's perspective, a very strong reason for Greece moving away from the euro.
Crunch time for the Greeks comes this July when they'll need a cash injection of some $7.5 billion. In spite of the IMF jitters, they'll probably get it. The EU has too many other crises to want to see real turmoil in Greece. The words road, kick and can spring to mind. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.